From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Broken Fences is an indie folk duo from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, made up of songwriters Morgan Arena and Guy Russo. The Fences' signature harmonies were beautifully captured on their self-titled debut album that was released on June 1st of this year. The album was produced by Dave Heidick from Tree Lady Studios in Pittsburgh.
And he did such a great job. Yeah. He was so easy to work with. Like, he made us feel at ease because he knows what he's doing.
So
like,
patient.
Oh my gosh, so patient. And just a genius with, Pro Tools.
Yeah, and just, I mean, all the microphone. He'd move a microphone like, an 18th of an inch and...
It'd
be like, oh, that is so much better. I'm like, sure.
Coming up, it's Broken Fences talking about their brand new debut album. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. It's not too early to mark your calendars for some fun summer concerts in Lancaster coming up in July. Our Music Friday concert series returns to Lemon Street Market on July 20th with our good friend Mr. Jordan Rast. This young Lancaster singer-songwriter has been turning heads for years, and you can catch him and his band performing songs from his latest album, Fractured Love, on July's third Friday. That's July 20th at 6 p.m. The Wood Stove House at Lemon Street Market shows are free and open to the public. Lawn chairs and picnic baskets are encouraged. We're also proud to be partnering with the Hans Herr House to bring you the second annual Music in the Orchard concert series. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets and catch some of the best regional bands performing in the shade of Lancaster's oldest historic home. Both July concerts start at 6 p.m. and admission is a mere $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free, and refreshments will be available for purchase on-site. On Saturday, July 14th, the Hans Herr House welcomes the sweet folk rock harmonies of Indian Summer Jars and Lancaster's favorite eclectic Celtic trio, Fire in the Glen. Then on Saturday, July 28th, it's area country songwriter Dave LaFever, along with the smoke and sounds of York's Bluegrassers Waiting on a Train. Don't miss these opportunities to enjoy a summer evening in the orchard of the Hans Herr House with some of the area's finest musicians. Here's a taste of Waiting on a Train on Around the Wood Stove.
Well, the ship set sail 1,000 times from when I saw you, dear. The sun, it sets across the sea and I long to hold you near. The words I pen to you, sweetheart, in bottles on the sea. As the waves that crash upon the shore to bring you home.
That's The Devil in the Water from Waiting on a Train on Around the Wood Stove. Around the Wood Stove is brought to you in part by Lemon Street Market at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. For convenient access to locally produced, fresh and healthy groceries and environmentally sustainable products, visit Lemon Street Market today. If you're in a rush, no problem. Lemon Street Market has on-site parking and a variety of locally sourced and prepared ready-to-eat meals. If you'd rather take your time and relax, the market has indoor and outdoor seating and features the new Herd of Turtles Cafe that offers coffees, teas, and other drinks along with assorted items for breakfast. Lemon Street Market is Lancaster's healthy grocer, fresh, local, and friendly. Featuring regional and world-sourced foods for your complete shopping experience, visit Lemon Street Market at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster or online at lemonstreetmarket.com.
I will let you hold on to me. Oh.
always knowing what it means. It's falling down. It's what
we met Broken Fences when they visited Lancaster back in April 2011 for the Launch Music Conference, and they joined us on episode 30 of Around the Wood Stove. This Pittsburgh-based indie folk duo is made up of songwriters Guy Russo and Morgan Arena. Their songwriting and vocal styles are a perfect match for one another, and together their signature harmonies often sound like a single voice. Guy and Morgan recently returned to Lancaster to perform an intimate listening room show at the Community Room. That's on the first block of North Prince Street above Prince Street Cafe. The show was produced by our friends at iHeart Lank City, and you can learn more about that organization on last week's program featuring Matt Wheeler. I met up with Morgan and Guy before their show here in Lancaster to chat about their brand new debut album. It's Broken Fences on Around the Wood Stove.
For joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Broken Fences from Pittsburgh. Welcome back to Around the Wood Stove.
Hello. Thanks, good to be back.
So you guys were here a little over a year ago at in town for the Launch Music Conference 2011. And if I remember correctly, at that time, Broken Fences was a brand new thing, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like we were just saying, this was our first interview we ever did, was here last year.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. So fill me in on sort of what, pick up the story, right? from last, we'll say that was around April, May. What's happened with you?
Well, we had, I think at that point, all we had done so far was we had recorded a single, and that was our song Wait, our first single.
Yeah.
And since then, that song got picked up by a television show called Flashpoint, so that was pretty exciting. Hearing our music on TV was cool. And then we did a Kickstarter to raise the money for our first album, which we have spent about the last 10 months or so recording and just released a week ago today.
Congratulations on that album, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Thank you.
What was that like with the Kickstarter? What was that experience like for you?
It seemed like a lot to ask.
Yeah, when I'm looking guilty at some point.
Looking at our goal, yeah, we're not really the begging type of people. And when I looked at our goal and just thought, like, we're really expecting people to give us this much money? And we went well over our goal. So I think most people, if they really do it right, most people are surprised they end up surpassing their expectations with Kickstarter. It's a great system because it's sort of set up so that there's no real charity work going on. There's always something that is given back to the backers. It's more of a pre-order than it is just a donation.
Right.
Don't wait, 'cause I can't see the silence in the space between us.
So let's talk about that album. I don't have a lot of information on how it was recorded, but I'm really interested in hearing the process of making that album. Who did you record with?
Why don't you talk a little bit, Morgan?
We recorded with Dave Heideck at Tree Lady Studios.
How did that relationship form? Did you know him before that?
We met him through Zoob, right?
Yeah.
We met him through our friend Nathan Zoob.
Who comes up in every interview.
Yeah. But he's like, he definitely, like, again, started, like, made us realize that we should work on this band. So he introduced us to Dave, and we were like, okay. And it clicked, and I don't know. I mean, it's always like a weird thing when you're starting to work with somebody you don't really know. But one of your friends has faith in him, so, like, you're like, okay, I'll give
it
you
took,
a chance.
Yeah, it took a lot of convincing. Dave, if you're hearing this,
we are
so happy we worked with you. But it took a lot of convincing from Zoob. At first, we were just thinking, like, because Dave has pretty strong opinions, and he said some things in our first meeting that we felt a little bit off-putting. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like he wouldn't, we were afraid that ultimately he wouldn't really let us make the album we wanted to make.
Or but, really be like into it or as much as we were. Or...
But when we first met with him, he hadn't really listened to our music yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after he really heard our songs and sort of figured out what we were all about, his whole attitude really changed when he met with us. I don't know. I felt like the first time he met with us, it was just like another potential client.
Right.
Whereas the next time it was like, he wanted this album on his resume.
Nice. It's
sort of a different approach.
Yeah, and he did such a great job. Yeah. He was so easy to work with. Like, he made us feel at ease because he knows what he's doing.
So
like,
patient.
Oh my gosh, so patient. And just a genius with Pro Tools.
Yeah, and just, I mean, all the microphone. He'd move a microphone like a, you know, an 18th of an inch and...
And it would
like,
sound different.
He'd be like, oh, that is so much better. I'm like, sure. But he really got, especially the acoustic guitar tones on that album, that is just like exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, he also added, I think in like Song For You or something, he added
Song For You was definitely Dave's.
Yeah, he added.
He really put his stamp on that song.
And it worked. And we were like, we heard it once and we were like, yes, yeah. that's what we want.
He had some ideas that we hadn't even conceived of for that particular song.
It's a beautiful way to start the album.
Yeah.
And I think it really sets the tone for the album.
Yeah, we thought so too.
I like the background noises, like those little, I don't even know what they are. You know, there's little
the
guitar
bells?
Parts.
Or
the bells, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, those are fun.
and the other thing about this particular song that draws me in is how the energy escalates throughout the song. And really by the I don't know, maybe two thirds of the way through the song, there's an energy that doesn't exist at the beginning.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So you're easing up into the album.
Right.
And also this was Dave, all Dave. The way that at the like some of the highest energy points, just it suddenly pulls back, pulls way back.
Yeah.
That was all Dave. Like we didn't really conceive of that. And when we heard it, a lot of times he would just experiment and we'd say, keep that, we like that, do that. Other things we'd say, oh no, Dave. But that song especially, he did such a great job with the production.
Whispers on guitar strings strung, whispers of paths undone. How is it that you call me so completely when I'm at this wall built around me? Well, I don't want to scare you, but I'm feeling your soul. If love is prayer scares you, oh, tell me I should go. Always your eyes, always your words, always your words.
That's Song For You from the brand new self-titled debut album from Broken Fences on Around the Wood Stove.
Another song, Simplicity, that I really like on the album is another one with this energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a similar energy, and maybe that's the thread. Maybe that was the thread for me.
Mm-hmm.
And energy seems to be the only way that I can sort of describe it.
Yeah.
especially in the chorus. I think it's the chorus. I'm not quite sure, but can you talk about that song? Like, it's a new song for me. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the backstory of that one?
Well, it's definitely like a loner song.
Like
first
being,
of all,
seeing hope on the horizon, but never quite.
Yeah, never quite getting there, but it's there. Like, there's a light, but you still feel like depressed or like suicidal or all these things, but like you don't give up because for some reason, you know. I guess that's really what it's about. And yeah, I don't know. I have like this cool image of a video in my head already for that song about like just a whole gathering of people who all feel depressed coming together.
Oh, okay.
So I hope we can do that one day. And
musically on this song, I think it's the way your voices play.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, your voice is more airy than in some of the songs on this, and I felt that it was something that really stuck out to me. And guys, your voice was a lot stronger, so it was a difference. You know, on a lot of those songs, especially the recordings I had from before, your voices sounded like one voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In this particular song, to me, they don't. They sound like two distinct voices that play really well together.
Well, that's good, because that is kind of the idea of the song, like two people coming together, like, and saying, hey, there's the sun.
Are you ready to go out? Do you think it's gonna hurt? 'Cause I can see you in and out. I always fade in front of you. It's 'cause I don't know what to do or where to put my eyes. Well, I can see the girl of simplicity. Well, I can see the colors of simplicity. Oh,
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is Broken Fences, an indie folk duo from Pittsburgh, who were recently in Lancaster to perform at an I Heart Lang City show at the Community Room.
And then Digital 60s. Let's talk about that one. This really takes me back to sort of the Sinead O'Connor kind of sound, with Last Day of Your Acquaintance comes to mind, Black Boys on Moped. Some of those some of those really simple guitar vocal songs. And then there's a solo in the middle.
The sax solo?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was a clarinet. It kind of sounded
like... It's a soprano sax.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was very... Because it's very soft.
Yeah, that's our friend Brad Yoder. I'm sure you know Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's neat.
We just... I don't know. We kind of like... I'd always loved hearing Brad play at Club Cafe. And something about the soprano sax. I'm actually not a big sax guy. Like, I don't really like the tenor sax that much, or the alto sax. But
the big 80s sax solo.
Yeah, but the soprano sax just has a completely different vibe to me. It's more like a clarinet, like you said. And I don't know. I just... Dave was so against that. Like, we basically just said, well, Dave, it's going on the album. Yeah. So he just did not want it to be there, but we
loved it. We thought it sounded like as if you're in an old bar and you're just dancing. Like, there are just two people dancing, bar. And it was like this lonely sax player playing that, and it, I don't know, I love that lonely kind of vibe.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's the way it was recorded, or at least mixed, it's very soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did a really nice job, sort of.
Brad plays, like, smooth, yeah, like, yeah, butter. Yeah. I don't know how he does it.
Talk a little bit about the song itself. Digital 60s, an interesting title.
Well, I came up with this theory of what era we were in, because I felt like every era had their thing. Like, there was the 60s, the 70s, 20s, whatever. And I was like, what are we in now? Like, it feels like just a jumble of all eras, and, like, everyone's doing everything. And I thought, like, well, in the Pittsburgh, it's kind of like, I felt like we had this community of music, and
especially with the Acoustic Cafe, yeah, the open mic at Club Cafe on Mondays.
And it felt like almost the 60s, because yeah, of all this music, and it was growing. Like, I really feel like Pittsburgh's growing in the music scene. So I felt like it was kind of the 60s with this free music, and everyone was, like, free loving each other and everything. And then...
Plus all the acid.
Plus all the acid, yes. Well, no, but I mean, like, so I just felt like 60s in the way of music. Like, it's, yeah, it's very free. And then digital, because now everything is digital.
Yeah.
Like, phones, everything. It's insane. So
including music.
Including music. Like, now you don't necessarily, like, sell your CDs in a CD store, Borders, or whatever.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you sell it online. And so, I don't know, I just put them together.
Don't make me laugh, 'cause I don't wanna smile.
That was Digital 60s from Broken Fences on Around the Wood Stove. At the Wood Stove House, we love to hear from you. If you have any ideas about the show, please drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com or leave a comment on the show post. And don't forget to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter to keep up with what's happening around the wood stove. And now back to our conversation with Broken Fences.
Another song from the album that I thought was really interesting was Fairy Tale, because it sort of seemed like a departure.
Yeah, it's its own.
Yeah, it's like our own fast song.
Talk about that a bit. Like, is this one of your songs? Mm. Yeah, this is it's a neat bluesy number. So I think it would be the kind of song you would call a number.
Yeah, yeah,
right? Yeah. I think
this
so.
Next number.
But it's neat to hear a different side of the band. So what inspired that?
Like, ever since I started writing music, I've always loved to, like, I did write, like, folky stuff, not, well, pop folky stuff, and but I always loved writing like blues and that kind of genre, and so I don't know, I guess I was just in the mood to write it. And oh, it was like after an interview we had where
we were sort of misquoted.
So it made me think like of all these other people, bands who everyone's misquoted at some point, you know?
Absolutely.
So
I think almost every time we've been interviewed.
No, that's not true. Lately, not at all. But so yeah, I don't know.
Magazine gonna wrote my fairy tale. Magazine gonna wrote my fairy tale. Well, I took that magazine and tore it up and threw it in flames into a garbage truck. Cause a magazine gonna wrote my fairy tale. It's been so long since I've seen the light of day. It's been so long since I've seen the light of day. Well, the shades of my eyes are accustomed to has brought me down into the devil's blues. Cause it's been so long since I've seen the light of day. Will you ask me why I'm going crazy? Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I was born with a rebel and a broken arm. So every day my life seems to fall apart.
There was also something that you did, and I don't know if you're still doing it. It's the Broken Apartment sessions.
I think we're taking a little break from it right now, but
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I watched a handful of those and really enjoyed them over the winter.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
It was all Guy's idea, and it was.
I don't actually remember. We were already recording the first one, and
I think we were taking a walk in the forest at some point, and
We were sitting down
near this tree, and you thought of making a video or something. Or maybe it wasn't then.
You say so.
That sounds like a good story.
Yeah, that sounds nice and mystical, right?
Honestly, like some of these ideas, because I spend so much time thinking about music and the band and everything. Sometimes things just take form, and then I don't even really remember. I mean, for both of us, like, I don't even remember who... You could have said that it was your idea. I probably would have believed you.
I know that it was your idea. Right.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but I actually came up with that idea.
I'm glad to see
it come to fruition.
The idea is to do one new song every week, just a homemade recording, one take. Here it is. Here's our song. They started all in the apartment, but we ran out of rooms, so sort of has expanded.
Moving.
Yeah, we're moving, so we'll have new rooms.
Yes.
Just with the CD coming out and coming out here to Lancaster and Philly and everything, we've sort of been forced to take a little hiatus. But,
which is fine.
Yeah, I think we did, 18 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
And I think as we got closer to the CD release, we weren't promoting them as much and putting them on our Facebook page and everything. But I just like throwing them out there. Even if not that many people do watch them, it's just fun to just have them out there for them. When someone discovers us, there's just this big volume of live videos for them to go and watch.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to.
It's our pleasure, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime you're coming through the area, let me know, and
we'll
have you on the show. And have a great show tonight at the Community Room in Lancaster.
Yeah, we will.
That's going to be great. I'm looking forward to seeing you play.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find Broken Fences online and catch their Broken Apartment video series at brokenfencesband.com. You can also link up from our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Woodstove was produced at the Woodstove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.